All right. This is Alejandro Escovedo from Austin, Texas, here in Wimberley. Wimberley, shit, that's where I live. I'm sorry. This is Alejandro Escovedo from Austin, Texas, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio. We'll be right back.
good afternoon, friends, and welcome. No, just one. That one doesn't fit. I mean, the first one didn't really fit either, but we had to play it, and I'll tell you why in just a second. After I tell you what you're listening to, this is Tell the Band to Go Home. It's a singer-songwriter show of sorts here every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. We are just a few days into, I guess, our 15th year here on the air. We just turned 14 the other day. The show started off on September 29th, 2002, and somehow, against all odds, defying even myself, we're still here, 14 years plus later. And with your help, maybe we'll even be around for 14 more. Pledge-O-Rama's coming up, you know. We'll have to start talking about that some more for sure. And figure out what the heck we're going to do for that. And, you know, just figure out what we're going to do today. It is one of those days where, you know, there's not a whole lot planned, not a whole lot new, not a whole lot going on. So if you want to hear something, it's a good day for it. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find the show on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson. In real life, I'm Jeff Robson. Down here at the third floor of University Center, I'm also Jeff Robson. And it's a beautiful day outside. Holy cow. Come on down to the university and go play Pokemon Go or something, because it is a swell day to be outside. I don't blame you if you're not listening to me right now, because it is so nice outside. I kind of wish I'd be out there, but, you know, I'm here. So let's make the best of it and play some great music and have some fun. A couple of big shows coming up. And, yeah, well, there's some new things that I want to play for you, new releases and new to me and, well, whatever else, including, well, we started off the show today with our old pal Alejandro Escovedo and his garage rock band Buick McCain. From their album The Pawn Shop Years, we heard a song called John Conquest, You've Got Enough Dandruff on Your Collar to Bread a Veal Cutlet. And we'll send that out to the late, great John Conquest. John Conquest is, well, he's an old British dude, took up residence in Texas and became a fixture on the music scene in Texas, for being a very vocal, outspoken critic and supporter of the music that we love. Ran a music magazine called Third Coast Music, and he ran a music chart that I and Gail and Stu and many others around here have been a part of over the years, called the FAR Report. Every month we'd send in our little report of music that we loved. We'd pick our favorites for the month, and then we'd get the report and realize that nobody likes the same music as us, because there was always something terrible at the top of the report. But a lot of our favorites also did really well. Lydia Lovelace, James McMurtry, all those kinds of guys did really well in that report. So it promoted some great music, and it gave a great avenue to up-and-comers. Gave them a lot of places to send their terrible music, but we did get some good music as well. And it was a labor of love and a great thing. And, sadly, John Conquest lost his battle with cancer the other day. So I guess, the magazine and the report are to be no more. And while I'm pretty sure that cancer is the cause, he'd certainly been battling it for a while. Perhaps, well, as with many others, I'm sure to come, Perhaps he died of October.
of chimney smoke into the sky. Cold wind blows, you will know that it's me passing by. And then you can toast October, toast pumpkin moon, yeah. Toast me and say that I died too soon. Say that I died of October. October in the blue sky, Mike. Mm-hmm. far, far, far. Far, far. Far, far. To the arms of October. Bury me in a pile of dead leaves. Newly minted copper pen is on my eyes. You cover me up with leaves. And then you can toast October. Toast the pumpkin moon, yeah. Toast me and say that I died too soon. They get wise eventually.
Tell the band to go home. This is John D. Graham. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
There was a man, a lot like me. He did not know and he would not see. He preferred to worry. Far into the night, he didn't know things might turn out right. He liked to bob, he liked to weave, he liked to carry cards up his sleeve, wasting all his time fighting fights that he should not fight. He didn't know things might turn out right. Thank you.
I'm so happy to be here. This is the final night of our whirlwind three-venue tour of Winnipeg, Manitoba. Yay! And all I can say is, if you know anybody that works for the Winnipeg Folk Festival, tell them that you saw me and that I was really fucking good.
Yep.
See?
Yeah. Yeah. McMurtry is here.
McMurtry? I'm sorry, I meant McMurtry! No, look, you have to understand. I've played with James McMurtry every Wednesday night that we're both in town for the last 7 years. And, like, the first year, I went to his girlfriend, who I know pretty well, and went, Kelly, why didn't James like me? And she goes, what do you mean?
He loves you.
And I said, he's like spoken maybe 100 words to me in the whole year. And she goes, 100? I do this friend show where I like get a musician friend and we sit down and trade songs and stories. And I had him up there and talk about, I love an awkward silence. I'm all for the awkward silence. I'll just sit there and let the audience squirm. I'm fine with it. But James even pushed it for me. And Kelly told me, the way to get him talking is ask him about fishing. So we're playing songs, and then I turn to him and I go, hey, James, what about the Rio Grande perch? And he goes, really? The Rio Grande perch is a prehistoric fish. I don't know if you know that. It's a cichlid. And apparently in the great flood of the Permian Basin, some of them spilled over into the... And all of a sudden, it was like, fuck, shut up. So, like I said, McMurtry! Yay! Tell him I said hello.
We will. sell out on Refinery Road. Living at a motel called Motel. So we walk the floor. The Sandman's dead. We don't sleep no more. We shot dope till the money ran out. We shot dope till the money ran out. We shot dope till the money ran out. Money ran.
Smoke shop with the big neon smoke rings in the Cherokee. some little town way down by Lake Texoma, where he coaches football. They were 2A champions now for 2 years running, but he says they won't be this year. No, they won't be this year. And he stopped off in Tushka at Pop Knife and Gun Place, bought a SKS rifle and a couple bookcases of that steel core ammo with the Bear Den primers from some East Block nation that no longer needs a man. A Desert Eagle, that's one great big old pistol. I mean, 15 caliber made by badass Hebrews, and some surplus traces for that old BAR of Slayton's. Soon as it gets dark, we're gonna have us a time. We're gonna have us a time.
I wasn't going to play it, but then how could you not, really? There's James McMurtry with his big hit Choctaw Bingo. I don't know if it's a hit, but it's a fan favorite for sure. And if you wonder, if you go see James, if you wonder, is he going to play that song? He plays the hits. Does he not play the hits, Gail Comfort? Nothing but the hits. You don't miss any songs when you go see James McMurtry. And I know there'll be some more McMurtry coming up later in this program, and I know Gail will play some after 6 o'clock as well in the Comfort Cafe. But I thought we'd slip that in there in our little roots rock set. Before that, we heard McMurtry doing John D. Graham's Laredo from the John D. tribute record, Big Sweet Life. And we heard John D. in there talking about McMurtry before that. Recorded live here at the River City Social Club a few years ago. So good. So good. I miss John D. and I miss the River City Social Club. Something bad. And, well, hopefully we'll see them both again real soon. We also heard in there John D. from his new record, Knoxville Skyline. Is it a record or is it an EP? He calls it a record and he charges you full record price. But it's only 5 songs, friends. But they are 5 pretty great songs. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty pleased with this little thing from John D. Knoxville Skyline. Highly recommended. We heard Things Might Turn Out Right. And before that, we heard October, the classic. That was one of the many live versions out there. We heard Swept Away. I think we heard that with the Canadian Cox in Gordy's basement, too. So good. So good. Speaking of so good, went to a show that was so good last week. The Cool Kids went down to Minneapolis to hang out at the First Avenue and hear the Drive-By Truckers. There's a band that I don't know if they played enough hits. They played some hits, but there were a few more hits that I could have used. Lydia Loveless sure could have used more hits in her set. But I sure did enjoy. They played a whole lot of the new record, and I think it's pretty great. Why don't we play something off of that? This is a singer-songwriter show, right? This song's got a singer and a songwriter. Why not?
Surrender under California, cradle me, city of angels. I know it won't come easily. Return to the source of light indefinitely.
Call a cab, 6 a.m. Tears just to fall, I'm driving. Heard I've seen check, am I crazy? Greeted my money's up, I'm mental slavery. Walk the other line, penitentiary. Feeling offshore and come blanket me. Weeping like a waterfall to the call of the ocean. Grandfather, please bring me your medicine. I've come a long way to tell you this story. There's no turning back now. He said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life, I give mine to you. He said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life, I give mine to you. Francisco, have you ever met an angel? I know, only the half of it. One side of the story, now I cannot forget. Here we go, another chapter, one step closer. Needed some closure, crossed a couple borders, got into the mind of a tortured warrior. I am responsible for a darkie's past. On a journey from the head to heart, do you think you can last? Well, maybe these are growing pains for such a quench. Grandmother came and brought the evidence. I've come a long way to tell you this story. There's no turning back now. Angels come when you least expect them. I've seen some crazy dreams manifested. He said an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life, I give mine to you. He said an eye for an eye, for a tooth, a life for a life, I give mine to you. A life for a life, I give mine to you. So different from one another. The man that you become, man, the child that you are. Your anger be the strength, but it don't need go so far. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life, I give mine to you. He said an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life, I give mine to you.
Childhood living is easy to do. The things you wanted, I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know who I am, and you know I can't let you just slip through. Thank you.
You can have the couch, the lamp, the diamond ring, the books on the shelf, the dishes in the sink. Take, 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 take everything. Take, 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 take. And when you've cleared the walls and emptied out the drawers, when you filled your pockets with all your claim is yours, take, take, take it with you right out the front door. Take, 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 take. I wanna be weightless on top of the world. I wanna be weightless. Don't wanna be anybody's lover, girl. I'm gonna be weightless. I'm cutting the strings. I'm gonna be weightless. You can have the memories, they only bring me down. You can have the words I should have never left your mouth. Take, 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 take that dark, heavy cloud. Take, 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 take. I wanna be weightless on top of the world. I wanna be weightless. Don't wanna be anybody's lover, girl. I'm gonna be weightless. I'm cutting the strings. Everybody's lover, girl. I'm gonna be weightless. I'm cutting the string.
I just, I think that's lovely. She played the that folk festival a couple of years ago. Brand new record. It sounds nothing like she did at the time, I don't think. Brand new record from a lady named Liz Longley. It's called Weightless. That's the title track. And I think it's pretty swell. I'm really digging this record. I think you would too. Did I mention I have a cold? I sound a little weird today. Let's see if that helps. No. Before that, we heard something new from one half of Dalla. Remember Dalla? They're pretty great. Sheila Carabine has a new solo record called All In, and we heard Little Girl, and I think that's another absolutely gorgeous record. Before that, something new from Buddy Miller and Friends. Buddy Miller goes on that Cameo cruise with Tim and Jan. And all kinds of cool musician folks do. And apparently he sets up a little recording studio and invites folks to come in and record a track or two. And that was one of them. And holy cow, was that great. Sean Colvin singing Wild Horses. Something new in there from Naco and Medicine for the People. They have a new record called Hoka. We heard San Quentin. Something new from Butch Walker from his great new record, Stay Gold. We heard East Coast Girl, and we kicked off that set with the Drive-By Truckers, Surrender Under Protest, from their new record, American Band. We got to take a break. We're late for that, and, you know, we got to play some Canadian music one of these days. Oh, boy, it's looking like an episode of the Twang Trust here on the playlist. We got to play some Canadian music, but luckily, we got a great show coming up and some other stuff. I'm going to go blow my nose now.